The end of the pandemic occurred because the virus circulated around the globe, infecting enough people that the world population no longer had enough susceptible people in order for the strain to become a pandemic once again, says medical historian J. Alexander Navarro, Markle's colleague and assistant director of the Center for the History of Medicine. Eventually, with fewer susceptible people out and about and mingling, Navarro says, there was nowhere for the virus to go, the herd immunity talked about today. All told, a whopping third of the world's population had caught the virus. Today, about 0.5% of the global population is known to have been affected with the novel coronavirus. The end of the 1918 pandemic wasn't, however, just the result of so many people catching it. Social distancing was also key to reducing its impact. Public health advice back then was strikingly similar to that of today, urging mask wearing, frequent hand washing, quarantining and isolating of patients, and the closure of schools and public spaces. In fact, a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2007 found that U.S. cities that implemented more than one of these control measures earlier and kept them in place longer had better, less deadly outcomes than cities that implemented fewer later. Public health officials took these measures despite not knowing for sure whether they were dealing with a virus or a bacterial infection. The research that proved influenza comes from a virus and not a bacterium didn't come out until the 1930s. And it wasn't until 2005 that articles in Science and Nature capped off the process of mapping the 1918 strain's genome. Today, scientists are still learning how COVID-19 behaves, but they expect the pandemic won't really end until there's both a vaccine and a certain level of exposure in the global population. We're not certain, Markle says, but we're pretty darn sure. In the meantime, people can help the effort to limit the impact of the pandemic. A century ago, being proactive about public health saved lives, and it can do so again today.